لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد.
Okay, so for those, brothers and maybe even sisters that might be on the outside that didn't hear, we will pray the salah with 7 takbira at the beginning and an additional 5 at the beginning of the second raka'ah. Okay, you just need to raise your hands when I say Allahu Akbar and tie your hands and just pray regularly after that, inshallah ta'ala. Just try and make your rows as straight as possible. Allahu Akbar. 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 Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم.
سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدًا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Attention volunteers please. I need attention from volunteers that if any brothers and sisters have missed the prayer, so we will have another prayer, inshallah. We booked another prayer at 10:15. So anyone who missed the prayer, inshallah, please join us. The last prayer, the veteran is third prayer, 10:15. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today is the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitr, the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in terms of being able to celebrate the ending of this blessed month of Ramadan that has just departed from us. I ask each and every one of us to constantly seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even after this blessed month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the verse where he mentions fasting. And at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, we constantly will quote this verse. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we constantly quote this verse at the beginning of the month of Ramadan to tell us the importance of fasting and why we fast. And for those that need to maybe take a day or two off from fasting, they have the concession, the ability, the leeway from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take a day or two off. Those that are sick, those that might be traveling, that is mentioned here. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says near the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرُ. This is an interesting statement by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of fasting, the month where each and every one of us feels as though it's going to be difficult. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He wishes for us, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ. Allah wishes and wants for you to have ease. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. And He does not want for you to go through any difficulty. But the month of Ramadan was difficult, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. At the very beginning of this month of Ramadan, each and every one of us thought this was going to be the hardest Ramadan ever. The days were the longest days of the year. The heat is one of the most intensified, temperatures during this season of summer, we could say in Canada, the summer season. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that at the beginning of this month of Ramadan, we thought it was going to be extremely difficult. We thought the days were going to be long. We thought that subhanAllah, at 9 o'clock now on the day of Eid, I'm craving some water. But during the month of Ramadan at 9 o'clock, I wouldn't even think of water. In fact, at 9 p.m. is when you start to think of water, 12 hours from now. So we thought it was going to be difficult, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy. He made it so easy that for almost every single brother and sister that asked me questions about Ramadan, they said, subhanAllah, this month of Ramadan has been the easiest for them. The days were the longest, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it from amongst the easiest. And so He says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to continue to fast throughout the entire month. Don't worry. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will make those long and hard days extremely easy. But without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single thing that we do will feel difficult. And this is why we notice during this blessed month, we connected with Allah. We got as close to Him as we could during this entire month. And then Allah made it extremely, extremely easy for each and every one of us. To the extent that now, when we look back at this month of Ramadan, we shed tears because we miss it. We look back at the month of Ramadan and it passed by us with the blink of an eye. I remember weeks ago we were thinking, oh subhanAllah, 30 days of long 17 and a half hour fasts. And now we look back and we think it's gone and it's over. And do we feel any sort of difficulty upon us? Right now, do we feel difficulty upon us? Alhamdulillah, we're happy, we're pleased, we're wearing perfume. The air freshener is spraying out perfume. My clothing is nice, your clothing is nice. Every one of us is dressed up beautifully for the day of Eid to celebrate the ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us in our lives. So my brothers and sisters, with sincerity, worship becomes easy. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an example. After the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to want ease for us. He wishes ease to be upon us, always and forever. And this is why He has made the deen easy for people that seek nearness to Him. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. To praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always and constantly for what He has guided you towards. And He has guided us towards this blessed month of Ramadan that we can use to the best of our ability. But even better than that, He guided us towards Islam. For many people in this country, they don't have what we have. They're not enjoying the beautiful colors and the nice smells that we're enjoying today. They will not enjoy the foods that we will go and enjoy today. They will not appreciate the foods that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And that's one of the reasons why we fast during the month of Ramadan. Aside from seeking taqwa and increasing in our taqwa and iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us remember those that don't have. And that's why we pay that zakat al-fitr, that sadaqat al-fitr, that fitrah that we give at the end of the month of Ramadan or just before the end of Ramadan, so that those that don't have what we are going to enjoy, they will have it as well. So every single person from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enjoy the beautiful bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of food. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. Now this was a month where it seemed difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy. He tells us to continue to praise Him and to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So that you may give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How would we give thanks? Why would we give thanks? When the days were extremely long for us, and the nights were super short and we couldn't eat food, and we looked at people in the southern hemisphere, like those who are in South Africa, very down low, those that are in Australia, you know, underneath the world, who stand upside down on the globe, right? We look at them and we say, subhanAllah, Allah made it easy for them. He made it difficult for us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So that we would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? That's not fair. Many people think it's not fair. Why is it so difficult for us? Remember, my brothers and sisters, there are people who when they're sitting for Salat al-Eid like us right now, bombs are flying over their heads. Remember, my brothers and sisters, on the day of Eid, when they walk out of the masjid, they look left and right to make sure no one is going to shoot them in the back. Remember, brothers and sisters, when they come out of the masjid on the day of Eid, if they can even make it to the masjid on the day of Eid, they worry that someone might take their child's life before the night even comes. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, praise Him and thank Him. Thank Him for what He's given us. Thank Him for this beautiful weather that we enjoy. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the peace and tranquility and security that we enjoy in Canada. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for He has placed us in a part of the world that we are capable of withstanding. There is no guarantee that any of us is capable of withstanding the trials and difficulty that other Muslimin are going through in different countries. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given us this month to open our eyes. And it's a month where we continue to praise Him. We continue to thank Him. And we continue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take advantage of this freedom. Take advantage of being able to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala easily on the streets of Canada. Easily Muslimin, Muslimoon are praying in the parks. They are praying in, you know, the stadiums. We have an ability to come to the masjid and park our cars safely. We can come and open the doors and no one is going to shoot us through the doors. We can pray very comfortably anywhere, even outside of Ramadan, inside of the shopping malls, inside of our schools, inside of our workplaces. We can pray inside of our homes. There are Muslims in different parts of the world that governments come and knock on their door and put a sign, this is the home of a Muslim. And then they will come to their house every day at the time of prayer and enter their house and make sure that they do not pray. They will force feed them alcohol. They will force feed them pork. They will make them do that during the month of Ramadan. And that is a blessing that we enjoy over here in Canada, being able to practice our deen. So, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember those in your dua who are suffering from this ummah. Those that are living from amongst the Muslims as well as the non-Muslims that are being tried, that are being tested, that are being punished, that are being prosecuted and persecuted, those that are going through such hardships, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all those who are in justice to seek justice. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفره إنه هو الغفور الرحيم Allahu Akbar, 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 La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen us come to Him so closely during this month of Ramadan. We were blessed with the ability, as we mentioned, to have nice places of worship. where we can come and seek the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid as well as outside of the masjid. But remember, after this month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord that we worship during the month of Ramadan, is the same Lord that we worship outside of Ramadan. The Allah that we prayed to yesterday during Ramadan is the same Allah that we pray to today during Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, remember me. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. When you remember me, I will remember you. وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not commit an act of kufr, an act that will take you towards shirk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for each and every one of us to continue our ibadah and our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Ramadan as we did during Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us from amongst those that only come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Eid, or on the day of Jum'ah, or on the days of Ramadan and in the nights of Ramadan, but we don't come to Him outside of the month of Ramadan and on those special days. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. My brothers and sisters, today is the day of Eid, but it is also the day of Jum'ah. So when Jum'ah, or when Salatul Eid falls on the day of Jum'ah, you do not have to come for the Jum'ah prayer. Okay? You do not have to come for the Jum'ah prayer. I know in our heads, logically, it makes sense to us that the Jum'ah prayer is compulsory, and for many people they follow the opinion that the Eid prayer is a sunnah mu'akkada, or it's a fard kifaya. So we feel and think that in our brains, according to logic, Jum'ah is compulsory and the Eid, if we miss it, no big deal. But it's actually the opposite on the day of Eid when it lands on the Friday. The Prophet ﷺ, in over a dozen hadith, had told the Sahaba and let the Sahaba go on the day of Jum'ah. You can leave if Eid falls on the day of Jum'ah, after Salatul Eid, after the khutbah, you can go and enjoy your family, your time with your family, you can go and enjoy your Eid, you can go and enjoy your food, you can go and enjoy yourself. But the Prophet ﷺ told them to pray Salatul Dhuhr. So if you do not come for Salatul Jum'ah, don't miss Salatul Dhuhr. Don't miss praying Salatul Dhuhr. Okay? So it's important for us to know that and understand it. However, it is, even though the Muslimin do not have to come for Salatul Jum'ah, the Imam still has to come. Therefore, I will be here for Salatul Jum'ah today. But the khutbah will be very similar to this khutbah. We will only go over a few things reminding us of the importance of Eid. So for those that want to enjoy their time and drive a little bit far away from the masjid to spend some time with family, go. The Prophet ﷺ let the Sahaba do that. Go and enjoy yourself. Enjoy your Eid. This is the day where you can rejoice and eat and spend time with your families. But don't forget your regular prayers. My brothers and sisters, remember to be good to one another. Remember that this is a day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be good to each other. We don't only dress nice for ourselves and for others to look good and say, mashallah, you look good. But you look good so you can be presentable to others. You can be a good example to others, Muslim as well as non-Muslim. Shake the hands of those who are the same gender of you and say salamu alaykum. Give them a hug. Right? Say Eid Mubarak. Kullu amin wa antum bi khayr. If it is someone of the opposite gender that is not mahram for you, then just, you know, you can meet your family members, say Eid Mubarak, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Refrain from any physical contact. Alhamdulillah, it's the day of Eid. When you see your Muslim brothers and sisters, say Eid Mubarak. Enjoy the day. Rejoice. This is a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. Eid al-Fitr, the day of celebration of food, where we get to feast, where we can break our fast and we can eat and enjoy after 30 days of not eating. My brothers and sisters, remember that Ramadan, this is the last point that I will make, remember that Ramadan has made us better people. And this month of Ramadan is gone, but we are still here. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. We are still here, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us better people during this month. And so it is an example for us the closer we come to Allah, the closer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you approaching Him, the closer He comes to you, the quicker He comes to you. As we mentioned in our khutbah a few weeks ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes closer to us more than we come closer to Him. So when we come a step closer to Him, He comes steps closer to us. And so Ramadan has made us better people. Let's remember, outside of Ramadan, for the next 11 months, the more we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better we become as individuals. The more we become ideal citizens for the rest of society. The more we break the stereotype of us being terrorists and bad people, people who never smile. It's a sunnah to smile. It's a sunnah to smile. And even though it is, you know, a time where subhanAllah the khatib is supposed to deliver a powerful message, we still are encouraged to smile. And so the Prophet loved to smile and loved to encourage his sahaba, his companions, to smile. To Muslims as well as non-Muslims. He would interact nicely with the Jewish, with the Christian that were in society. And that was the example of the Prophet ﷺ. My brothers and sisters, on your way home today, take a different route so that those that saw you coming for Eid will not see you again. They are already curious, why were all these Muslims wearing beautiful clothing? Take a different route so that those that did not see you will see you. They will say, wow, look at those Muslims. They're such, you know, dressed nicely. We could smell perfume. Our whole city smells nice simply because the Muslims are dressed nice, smell nice, look nice, and we should be like this every single day, my brothers and sisters. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to be those individuals that are good simply because we come closer to Him during Ramadan, and it's a way for us to continue that throughout the rest of the year. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua to forgive each and every one of us. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all those that stood during the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah to forgive all those that fasted during the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all those that could not fast but wanted to, but couldn't for some medical reason or some physical, you know, reason that they could not do, to forgive them as well of their sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all those that are suffering and grant peace to the people and Muslims in Pakistan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant peace to the people in Burma. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant peace to the people in Afghanistan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant peace to the people in Syria. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant peace to the people in Egypt. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant peace to the people in China. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant peace to the people in Central Africa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant peace and tranquility in the hearts of every single person, Muslim or non-Muslim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save this world and this ummah from the difficulties and the hardships that we see and that we face. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين كل عام وأنتم بخير تقبل الله منا ومنكم عيدكم سعيد مبارك. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you a beautiful, blessed day. Eid Mubarak to each and every one of you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Give me a second.